She was so beautiful. I almost couldn't look at her. She was so pretty. But I looked. I couldn't stop looking. I'd take the long way to her cabin from mine, so I could stay off the road. I would hide in the trees behind her cabin, just hoping to see her as she worked. She'd hang her laundry on the line and hum to herself. I think the birds stopped singing just to hear her better. Sometimes she'd smile. Sometimes the sunlight made her hair glow. I looked and loved her. And sometimes I'd see her looking towards the trees. And if I was very still and squinted my eyes tight, I could see her looking at me too. She wanted to make sure I was watching her. She knew I was there because she loved me. And she would smile at me.
My girl, she held me tight. Her love was plain to me.
I tried to be kind, but he was out of his mind, with grief as deep as the sea.
I knew he had lived alone since his mother had died last winter. She was a good woman, and she had loved her son dearly. She worried about what would become of him when she was gone. I cleaned her house twice a week for years, so I knew he had no other family. She never told me exactly what was wrong with him, but she said he hadn't been to school past the fifth grade and that he had never held a job. He was huge. Not fat, but just so large that you couldn't help but notice him. If you didn't look too closely at the way he would rock sometimes, or the way he wrung his hands when someone spoke to him, you really couldn't be sure he was special. He'd been rocking and ringing next to her coffin at the wake. Almost no one showed up for her prearranged funeral. They'd been nearly hermits for years. But my husband, Richard, and I were there, trying to help however we could because he was just lost. He cried without making a sound, and I don't know if he realized he was crying. He'd lost his mother, his world. I put my arms around him and told him that he'd be okay, even though I had no way of knowing that. You just say those things at funerals. What else do you tell a child, even if he's a full-grown man? He had wrapped his arms around me and held on so tightly. He was so sad. But he didn't seem to want to let go of me. Richard patted him on the shoulder and untangled me from his arms as kindly and gently as he could.
My girl, you smile for me. Tell me, how do you love me so?
It's never to be, I am not free. My husband, my lover, my life.
Mama died, and I was all alone. At her funeral, the beautiful lady held me and told me she would make sure everything was all right. She held me so close and with so much love. Then that man took her away. He pulled her right out of my arms, her husband. But he didn't understand. He couldn't see that she loved me because he wanted her to love him. But she held me and smiled at me. I knew. A few days later, I went to her front door with some flowers I picked. Mama liked flowers, so I figured she would too. I made sure her husband was gone so she and I could be alone. She asked me to come in. I was in her house. She gave me cookies that she'd baked herself and milk. I ate the cookie and drank some milk. Then I asked her to come live with me in my cabin. I wanted her to be with me like Mama had been. Well, not exactly like Mama. But I wanted her to be mine. She had a sad smile. She told me that she thought I was really sweet. And she was so sorry about Mama. Then she told me, with sad eyes and sad voice, that she promised her husband that she would take care of him, so she couldn't come live with me. She patted me on the hand and gave me another cookie. But I knew what she was trying to tell me. And I didn't want her to be sad anymore.
My girl, I know you see. Tell me, when will you be mine?
I pity you, you don't know what you do when you watch me the whole day through.
Breaking news. Her husband was a hard-working man just about a mile from here. His head was found behind the cabin in the woods, but his body would never be found.
He started coming around the cabin more often after that day. I saw him out in the trees a few times. Sometimes I could hear him humming to himself, rocking and wringing his hands. I knew he was just so lonely. It worried me, sort of scared me a little. But he was only a child, really, in a grown man's body. He was a lost child, alone, so I didn't tell anyone about him sitting in the woods watching me all day. Richard had been a bit angry when I told him that he'd come over and asked me to go live with him. He asked me not to let him into the house when I was alone anymore. He would have insisted I called the police or something if I'd told him about the boy sitting in the woods, rocking and ringing and watching. Always watching. I heard Richard's truck pull in that evening. He usually put away his tools in the shed before coming in for dinner, so I didn't think anything about him not coming in. But time had passed, and I started to wonder where he'd gone. I went out to the shed, and Richard's tools were in the doorway, not put away carefully like he usually did. I called for him all around the cabin. After a while, I went back inside to call Richard's best friend to see if he'd gone over there for some reason. It was getting dark. I was starting to get really frightened. Then I heard a knock on the door.
My girl, he saw me there. He chased me until I caught him.
The blood, the fear, what happened here? A deed that cannot be undone.
Her husband saw me watching her. He was mad, and he ran into the woods with a hatchet to get me. I ran home as fast as I could, but he kept chasing me. Then I remembered. I remembered her sad eyes when she told me she had to take care of her husband. Her sad voice when she said she was sorry she couldn't live with me. I remember the way she hugged me, so tight and warm. He pulled her away that day. He was keeping her from me. So I stopped running. I turned around and made sure he would never keep her away from me again. I wanted her to know, for sure, that it would be okay, that she was free. But he was so very heavy, and I couldn't drag him all the way back to her cabin. So I picked up the hatchet that he had tried to hit me with. I chopped 3 times really hard, and it was awfully bloody, and I got awfully messy. I couldn't take all of him, so I just took his head. That way she could see his face and know that she was mine now.
My girl, I've set you free. You can be forever mine.
You killed my man. Run as fast as I can. I'm not some prize you can win.
He stood in my doorway, covered in blood and holding Richard's head. The horror of it didn't sink in. He reached for me and pulled me against his blood-soaked clothes in a strangling hug. He told me that he loved me, and that I would be with him now that I was free of my husband. All I could do was cry, begging God to make it not true. It was so dark, but I wasn't sure if there was a lack of light or if he was just squeezing me so tightly that I was about to lose consciousness. My Richard was dead, and this monster man-child had murdered him. He lifted me up into his arms, carried me like a rag doll. He used both hands, so he must have dropped Richard's head back at my cabin. He ran, carrying me, toward his cabin on the other side of the woods. It just didn't seem real. Richard was dead, and I was being kidnapped, and no one would ever find me. No one would ever know. He stumbled, jarring me back into reality. There was Richard, what was left of Richard. My numbness fell away, and I felt the terror creeping into my veins. My headless husband. He couldn't save me. I could only save myself. I struggled, but he was so big and so strong, I couldn't get away. He carried me. I don't know for how long. I'd been to his cabin so many times when his mother was alive, but it didn't seem familiar when he set me down in the middle of the sty his home had become. He smiled and told me that I was home now. He told me to wait right there while he got me something cold to drink. As he stepped away from me, I found myself a bit more able to think. I saw the revolver on the mantle. I had it in my hand and I was running before I realized I'd picked it up. I heard him crashing through the woods behind me. He was so fast, even though he was big. I had to rest, catch my breath for just a moment. I thought to check the revolver. One bullet. I had to keep going. One bullet wouldn't bring this monster down. I kept running until I reached Richard's body. And then, there was no reason to run anymore.
My girl, don't hide from me. I'll find you and make you mine.
What can I do? I wanna die too. The only escape for me.
She was scared and I didn't know why. She was running so fast, I had to hurry just to keep up. I lost sight of her and I thought she was lost. I called her name over and over and kept looking for her. I wouldn't let her be lost. I wouldn't let her be scared. She would never have to be alone. Oh no, please, no!
My girl, what have you done? You're taking your love from me.
My heart shot through, I'll never be with you. Death is my only peace.
One bullet would never take down a monster, but it will end my pain. I can be with Richard. I'm so very tired. I'll just lay down with him, my head on his chest. If I close my eyes, I can feel his arms around me again. I can see the man. He's found me. But he's too late.
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night?
In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night through.
My girl, she held me tight. Her love was plain to me.
I tried to be kind, but he was out of his mind, with grief as deep as the sea.
My girl, you smile for me. Tell me, how do you love me so?
It's never to be, I am not free. My husband, my lover, my life.
My girl, I know you see. Tell me, when will you be mine?
I pity you, you don't know what you do when you watch me the whole day through.
Her husband was a hard-working man, just about a mile from here. His head was found behind the cabin in the woods, but his body would never be found.
My girl, he saw me there. He chased me until I caught him.
The
You can be forever mine.
You killed my man, run as fast as I can. I'm not some prize you can win.
My girl, don't hide from me. I'll find you and make you mine.
What can I do? I wanna die too. The only escape for me.
My girl, what have you done? You're taking your love from me.
My heart shot through, I'll never be with you. Death is my only peace.
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night?
In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night through.